A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of Jesus' disciples who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted to him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have come to know and believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, today we come to this culminating text of chapter 6 of St. John's Gospel. For the last several weeks, we've been reading pieces of it, about this bread of life discourse after Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fishes, and then he begins to speak about how they need to come to him because he is the bread of life, and that unless they eat his body and drink his blood, they will not have life in them, that he is the true food, and that our forefathers ate manna in the desert, but they died. But the one who eats of my flesh will live forever. A hard teaching, right? And Jesus pushes the crowds of his disciples to believe that. A hard teaching. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? We don't really like hard teachings. Why? Because they're hard. And we don't like hard stuff. We like easy. We like comfortable. We like lukewarm. We like something that's popular. So a hard teaching of Jesus. We also don't really like hard decisions where we have to make a choice. That's black and white. And the scriptures today talk to us about hard teachings and hard choices. You go back to that first reading in Joshua, right? You remember Joshua was the general who took over. He was the protege of Moses. And with Moses, as they left Egypt and were coming on that journey to the Promised Land, Moses wouldn't make it. He would die in the desert before he reached the Promised Land. But God had anointed Joshua to lead the Israelites into the Promised Land. And before he gets there, Joshua assembles all the people. And this reading that we did is a dramatic moment before they move forward into the Promised Land. And he tells them, "If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve, the gods that your fathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites. As for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord." And Joshua lays down that hard decision they have to make. If you believe in the Lord God of Israel, you're all in or you're out. That's the definitive kind of choice we have to make. And we're constantly tempted to fudge and shade our choices and not go all in. But the people respond, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord in service of other gods." Well, they may have been sincere in that moment, but we keep reading through the scripture and we know that they slacked off they weren't quite as faithful and loyal. But they had to make that decision before they entered into the promised land, that the God of Israel is our God, and we shall not forsake him. Hard decisions. Hard teachings. Second reading has another hard teaching. Wives, be submissive to your husbands in everything. That goes against our modern sensibilities for sure. But then we never focus on the next line, where it says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. So guys, if you want to be the head, if you want to be the boss, that's the way. You got to be the first to sacrifice, pour out your blood for your wives and your children. Then you have an argument that you got some rights to dictate to others. But until you do that, hard teachings, right? And when Christianity is filled with hard teachings. Oh, Jesus says, anyone who lusts after another person has already committed adultery in his heart. That goes against our modern sensibilities. Like, what's the big deal? But we don't like making hard decisions or having hard teachings. It's nothing new. This whole crowd abandons Jesus, and they leave him behind because they can't take the hard teaching. They can't make the hard choice. And Jesus turns to those apostles, and now he's let the 3,000 go. The 3,000 that had seen the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves. The 3,000 that had followed him up to that point. He lets them go. And he turns to the 12 and says, will you go away too? Jesus leaves us with a hard decision. And for once, Simon Peter speaks up and doesn't put his foot in his mouth. He gets it right. He says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we have come to know and believe that you are the Holy One of God. We have come to know and believe. He's referring to this process, right? Where Peter and the others had been with Christ for the previous 3 years. They had gotten to know him and to trust him. They had seen the miracles. They had seen his works. They had listened to him. And they grew to trust him. The crowd couldn't understand that teaching about the Eucharist. And I don't think any of the apostles understood it much better. They had to accept it on faith. But faith always builds on that relationship of trust, of love, of intimacy, of getting to know that person. They knew Jesus. And so they could accept what he was saying, even when it was a hard teaching. And that's the key for us in our own Catholic lives. When there are things that seem to us to be, I don't understand that. How could it be? We're echoing the voice of those Jews that were there in the crowd. Things can be hard for us to understand, a hard teaching. But if we have that deep relationship with Jesus of trust, we can accept those things that even are beyond our explanation or understanding because of that relationship with the Lord. We have come to know and believe that you are the Holy One of God. Everything depends upon that relationship we have with the person of Jesus. The world we live in today does things the other way around. If your policies and your program and your teachings agree with me and my outlook, then maybe I'll listen to you. But faith requires we do it the other way around. That we know and love the person of Jesus. And then those hard teachings and those hard decisions become easier. How's our relationship with the person of Jesus? Is it like St. Peter's? where he could totally trust the Lord. That's what we all need to work on. That personal relationship with Jesus Christ.